Thousands of Palestinians fled a badly damaged refugee camp today after a fragile truce halted fighting between the Lebanese army and al-Qaeda-inspired militants. Vehicles choked the main road out of the Nahr al-Bared camp, where the Lebanese army had been battling the Fatah al-Azlam militant group since Sunday. At least 22 militants, 32 soldiers and 27 civilians have been killed in the fighting, which initially erupted in both the port city of Tripoli and Nahr al-Bared. High-ranking Italian diplomat Diego Brassoli was for many years resident in Lebanon. He spoke with Tracy McClure about his experience of the camps and the difficulties facing those who live in them, as well as those facing the host society.
The situation in the camps is indeed very bad. For years and years in Lebanon, the Palestinian refugees were not allowed to integrate in the society, mostly for fears of changing the religious balance, being mostly Muslims, also because the Palestinian authorities wanted to keep them as refugees, so they were forcing them in a way to stay in refugee camps because they wanted to perpetuate this problem to put pressure on Israel.
To accept the return of the refugees.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the Palestinians, for example, cannot do many jobs in Lebanon, and it's very difficult for them to get an education. So you have a lot of bright people that could be very beneficial to the country, that could be good workers, engineers, and they simply can't because of this situation. And of course, this is bound to create a lot of tensions.